Chela Yerushalmi, corresponding to Erchin Bavli Daf Lamed Beis. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chesamed Beis at the top of the page in the Mishnah. Nachtoim she'asa sa'or l'chalek chayev b'chala. A baker who made sa'or, which is sourdough, to divide, he's obligated in chala. V'nashim she'nasim l'nachtoim l'asos lehem sa'or im ein b'shel achas mehem k'shir patur min achala. Women who gave doughs to a baker to make sourdough, if not one of them has a shear, a size, to be chayev, it's exempt from chala. Isis ha'kalavim b'zman she'avoyim o'ichlim mimena chayev b'chala, u'ma'avim bo, u'mishtatvim bo, u'mevochin aleha, u'mezamnil aleha, v'nasis b'yom tef, v'yotze bo adam yidei chayvosa b'pesach. Isis ha'kalavim, which is a dough that's normally fed to dogs, when shepherds eat from it, it's obligated in chala, one may make an eruv in a chatzah using it, and one may make a shittuf in a alleyway using it. We bless hamoitzi on it and make a zimun on it. One may make it on Yom Tov, and one can fulfill his obligation of matzah with it on Pesach. When shepherds don't eat from it, it's not obligated in challah. One may not use it for an eruv or for a shittuf mavois. We do not bless a mitzvah on it or make a zimun on it. One may not make it on Yom Tov, and one is not yotze, fulfilling his obligation of matzah on Pesach. Benkach or benkach matame tumas oichlim. In both cases, though, it can contract tumas oichlim. The Gemara says, "Amamuyach kuoiv shochaveiroi shlemidatoi." Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan amar nidbal, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar lo nidbal. The Gemara says, "One who did miruach, which means he completed and smoothed over the pile on his friend's stack." Without his knowledge, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish disagreed about this. Rabbi Yochanan says it became tevel, and one may not eat from it even in a snack form before tithing it. And Shlokish said it did not become tevel. Meitzu Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon ben Lakish latanidan v'chein noshim shenosn lenachtem laasis lahem saor im ein b'shel achas mehem kashir p'tur minachala. Shlokish asked Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah, and so women who gave those to a baker to make sourdough from them, if not one of them has a size to be chayev, is exempt from challah. V'im b'shel kulhen k'shir. Is there not a shear amidst all of them together? And even so, it's exempt because he joined them without their knowledge. Amalei shnihi shekena oisei isa amanas lechalta batek v'tur min achala. Rabbi Yochanan answers, there is different because one who makes a dough with intent to divide it into small doughs before baking is exempt. Amalei v'ataninan nachtem she'asa sa'or lechalek chayev v'chala. Rabbi Yochanan asked in the Mishnah that if a baker made a dough to divide it, it is obligated in challah. Amalei loitisiveini nachtoim nachtoim loibedatoi hadavotoli vedafa lekuchis hadavotoli shema shisei loyimse lekuchis vuchise v'isa isa isa. Rabbi Yochanan says, don't challenge me from a baker, because a baker does not depend on his own intent. It depends on the buyer's intent, and perhaps the baker will not find a buyer, and he will return to make one big dough. Amalei v'ataninan choyvi hanamalim shelonu basad ha'arima chayebes. Rishokish asked from a Mishnah that grain found in antholes that were overnight next to a stack are obligated in masses in the case after a miruach. Ha basad arima paturin. We can infer that if they were next to an exempt stack before miruach, they are exempt. Ants normally take the grain without the chaff. The miruach does not obligate because it was without the owner's knowledge. Ha Rav Yona Omar, I should say Rav Yosi, the first answer we give is Rabbi Yonah quoting Rabbi Yosi, who quoted Rabbi Abol quoting Rabbi Yochanan, is exempt because of despair, means it becomes hefka. However, once it was obligated in masses, hefka does not exempt. Shmuel bar Abba omal behein shegiru shibolim. As Shmuel bar Abba gives a second answer, it's exempt when they dragged whole sheaves and miruach was not done. Mesiv, I should say, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Vataninan ekdeshim atzulei nigma v'gam managizba v'chakach padayan peturin. Rabbi Yochanan asked against Rav Shokish from a Mishnah that if one was makdish his produce to the Beis HaMikdash before the final processing, and the givba did miruach, and afterwards the original owner redeemed them, they were exempt. Hari givba ka'achehu v'ad amis ma sha'asa osa. Even the givba is like someone else. It was without the owner's knowledge, and you say that what he did, and is considered miruach to exempt. And similarly, another person's miruach is considered miruach to obligate. Amalei tipata kemanda ama givba kebaalim odeleik Rav Yosi ama hu givba hu acher. The answer of Rav Shlokish is that this is like the opinion that the givba is like the owner, and not like Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi says that the Gizbar is like someone else. V'chananya, chavoin d'rabonon boi, v'afili yesh v'shel achas mehem kashir, yasek adabar shoy nigma melachton, v'yei pata menachala. V'chananya, the colleague of the Rabbonon said that when our Mishnah said that if women gave to a baker, if not one of the shir of challah is exempt, even if there's a shir, since you were divided, it should be like something without final processing, and it should be exempt from challah. Dam Rav Yossi, b'shem Rav Zeira, Rav Yona, Rav Zeira, b'shem Rav Elazar, af ma shebalagin lo nidbal, v'nei shir ose l'achzeh l'davar shel nigma malachtoi. Rav Yossi, quoting Rav Zeira, said, and Rav Yona, quoting Rav Zeira, quoting Rav Elazar, said that if one took from the wine press in a flask to drink, even what's in the flask is not tevel, because he's going to return the wine remaining after he drinks to something without final processing.